Welcome back to the Ryan Tuberty Show. I'm Baz and I'm filling in for Ryan on this last Friday. Can we talk? Yeah, can we do it? Let's do it. Listen, from skydiving to whitewater rafting, anyone who has watched myself and my mother on our adventures in 50 Ways to Kill Your Mammy will understand why I had to speak to my next guest, who's an abseiling granny of nine, Mary Lynch. Mary, how's it going?
Good morning, Bez.
Now, listen, you caught me just on the right day. I'm missing me mammy, and then you appear like a beacon of light for me. Before we tackle your more extreme behaviour, which I love, I'd love you to tell me about your real passion in life, which is social dancing.
Social dancing, yes. As you can understand, no dancing at the moment. But when I took up social dancing, I just loved it. Getting out, meeting friends, listening to the music, dancing.
When did you start? When did you start dancing, Mary?
I started about 12 years ago. Yes,
right.
My husband was dead 11 years at that time.
Your husband was dead 11 years?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and I just decided, look, I'm going to do something, get out and do something. And where I live here in Nina, there's a weekly paper called The Guardian, and dance classes were advertised in that. So I went to it, and I didn't look back after that.
And tell me this, how it keeps you fit, does it, the dancing?
Oh, it keeps you fit. It keeps you, you know, even getting ready to go out, meeting friends, chatting as well.
Yeah,
like,
it's
you know,
a social thing as well.
It's a social thing, yeah, definitely a social thing. Brilliant. It was brilliant now, and I enjoyed every night I was out. I enjoyed
it. How many nights would you go out dancing? Go on.
Well, I started off maybe two nights a week, and then there was another time there was three nights. And
oh, you were flying!
There was a few nights in recent years now, we say pre-COVID. I went maybe four nights. It would depend on what would be on.
Yeah.
See, sometimes you'd have a weekly dance and sometimes
you must have missed it when COVID happened. That must have been a big hit, was it?
Oh my God, Bez. Oh my God, it was unreal. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, but look, as I see, look, I suppose we were all safe and we didn't think it was going to last as long, naturally enough, the same as everybody else. And then when you're living on your own, it's a different thing. And you see, I'm not the only one. So many more like me.
And you've nine grandkids as well.
I have nine grandkids, yes.
That's tough being separated for them as well,
oh,
right?
Oh my God, Bez. I tell you now, I suppose looking out the window and they're waving in at me. And as I say, like many, many more, that was very, very hard.
Yeah.
And my own, I have three in family myself, and they used to come and bring stuff to the door within the first lockdown.
Yeah.
And that was so hard. But look, as I say, we're at the other side, hopefully, and they visit me now in their turns. They all don't come together because of...
Of course. But you had a big 70th before COVID kicked off, didn't you? Tell us about your 70th. This sounds like a right hoolie.
The 70th, I was after doing an abseil from Croke Park.
I love the way you dropped that in, like Forrest Gump. Just throw it in there like it's a normal.
3 years previous to that,
yeah.
And it was my sister done it with me. And then after that, then there was another one coming up the year that I was 17. So there was another abseil in Croke Park, and then I decided, because of the social dancing, instead of having a party, I'd have a dance for the motor neuron.
For motor neuron?
Yes.
What was the connection with motor neuron then?
Well,
Mary?
Our mother died of motor neuron.
Okay.
In 1993.
Right.
And my sisters now, they all live in Cork. And they always done different fundraising. They done tea mornings and they used to withdraw Easter and Christmas. And, you know, they used to organise all that. They were great down there. And then I always felt that when I used to go down to those, that all the work was done before I went down.
Right.
Then this came around, and then my niece Julie, Julie, she done the abseil with me just before my 70s.
How did you find the abseil? Because I'll tell you what, I throw you out of a plane quicker than I get you to do an abseil. An abseil is very tough, making yourself hang back and go down and all. Like, it's quite physical.
Well, I'll tell you something now, Baz. You should try it sometime.
Oh, I've done it. Oh, listen,
oh,
here.
You?
Oh, well, many. But I haven't.
Many does.
They're great.
What I find was getting to the top of Croke Park and the Smithfield Tower there recently was harder than coming down.
Right, the climb up.
Yeah.
You're probably so exhausted when you get to the top. You're like, I'm not walking back down this. I'd rather abseil down.
No way.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I didn't mind the abseil at all.
That's you're amazing to be able to. And are you still abseiling?
Well, I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm amazing. I think my niece Julie Toomey, she's down in Cork. She was amazing to brave it with me. I think the 244 steps up to the top of Smithfield Tower.
It's a trek.
She kept saying to me, "Oh, Mary, you'll do it. You'll do it. You'll find, and we'll get there." And this. And I think, you know, I was a bit nervous about that. I think she was certainly very brave to do it with me. But we got it done, the two of us.
Yeah.
And we had grief. We had grief.
Well, listen, I think you're fantastic for all the money you've raised. If you ever take a trip out to the Canaries, I know a load of ladies out there who you'll fit in like a glove with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're all extreme bungee jumpers and abseilers as well. So,
okay.
Listen, Mary, I wish you all the best. Yeah, and thanks for chatting to me this morning.
And Bez, and a happy new year to you and as well to your mum.
Thank you very much.
We'll be watching out for you on television. I know you'll be very kind to her.
I will. I know you're watching now, so I'll be extra kind to her. Mary, you take care of yourself. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye now. Bye. Isn't that full circle now? I feel much better now. Mary's the one.